Today we are going to continue our journey through the Torah. We are bringing down references and hints or ramazim to Mashiach ben Yosef. So we're going to continue from the birth of the first Yosef, which is the birth of Yosef HaTzadik, the son of Yaakov Avinu and the son of Rachel Imenu. The Torah tells us in Bereishis Parshas Vayetze, Perik Lamed, Pasuk Chav Beis. Vayizkor Likim es Rachel, David to remember Rachel. Vayishma Ilea Likim, and David to heard her. Vayiftach es Rachman, opened up her womb. So the Torah tells us that David to remember Rachel, and he heard her, and he was ready to let her have a child. And listen to what the Pasuk says. Vatar Vatelet Bein, she became pregnant, and she gave birth to a son. Vatoymer, and she said, Asaf Alikim es Harpasi, the Eibishter has gathered in my embarrassment. So what does it mean he hasn't gathered in my embarrassment? So Rashi brings two Pirushim. One Pirush is that every lady that doesn't have children is embarrassed. Like the words of Rashi, Sheyisi lecherpa shani akara, that it was embarrassment that I was an akara. Also, that people were saying that I should then go marry Esav, because Yaakov has Leah, and I should go to Esav. Then he brings on a medesh agada. He says like this: if a woman doesn't have children, and you go into the house and it's messy, so then the only one to blame is her. However, if you go into a house full of kids and it's messy, so the mother of the house is not embarrassed because you always blame the kids. So that's the literal taich of Asaf Alikimus Harpasi, that the Eibishter is telling them that no longer there will be no more embarrassment. But Chazal tell us that the word, we have a different place in Chazal where it uses the expression Asaf es Harpasi, that the Eibishter will gather in the embarrassment. And that is in Yeshaya. In Yeshaya Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph, it tells us about the pain that's going to be before the Geula. He's telling us about the things that are going to happen. And it says like this, Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph, V'ichziku sheva noshim v'ish echad. Seven ladies, there are not going to be so many men, are not going to be around. Seven ladies are going to want to marry one person. At that point they will say that you don't even have to support us. We'll get our own food, we'll get our own clothes. Oh, just let us get married. You should be our husband. And gather in our embarrassment. Because Nebuchadnezzar had like a rule that if any woman wasn't married, he could take her. So if they wanted to get married desperately, anyone, just marry us so we won't have to get embarrassed with Nebuchadnezzar. And then the Pasuk says, Bayemahu, on that day, Yetzamach Hashem Litzvi L'chaved, then Mashiach will come and things will turn around and everything will get better and all the wonderful things that are going to happen. So we see that right before Mashiach, it uses the expression, Etzef Cherpaseinu. The ingathering of our embarrassment, which is the same lashon that's used concerning the birth of Yosef. So they say that the tzaremez to Mashiach ben Yosef, which is right the turning point, right before the geula of Mashiach ben David, we're going to have this esef cherpaseinu. We have this Mashiach ben Yosef who's going to take care of the busha of Yidden. That's another thing. Then we have another pasuk, the pasuk chav dalid. In Perek Lamed, where the Torah says like this, "Vatikra Shema Yosef," that he called him Yosef, Lamer saying, "Yosef Hashem li ben acher, Hashem should give me another son." Literally, it means like this: he knew that there was going to be 12 sons. Six were already by Leah, two were by Zilpah, two were by Bilhah. She had one. She wanted it to be at least even to all the shvaches, all the maidservants. She also wanted to have two. That's the literal taich of Yosef Hashem li ben Acher. However, Chazal bring down that ben Acher means ben Achrei Neshalaylam, a son that will bring the world to the Geula. And that son is obviously referring to a Mashiach, which is Mashiach ben Yosef, which is coming from Shevet Yosef. Because we have a pasuk that also says the Lashon ben Acher. We have it in Bereishis, Perek Dalet Pasuk Chaf Hei, which refers to Cain killing Hevel, which there are those that want to learn that the whole idea that Cain killed Hevel was like Mashiach ben Yosef dying. So the Torah tells us that Vayeda Adam Oides Ishtoi, that Adam and Chava, they got together and they had a son, they called him Shase. Kishos li alikim zera acher. They got another son, Tachas Hevel ki hargai Kayin, instead of Hegel Hevel, because Kayin killed him. So we see also the expression zera acher, another son. What does that have to do with Mashiach? Because we have a Medrash. The Medrash is in Bereishis Rabba, Perich of Gimel, Inyan Hay. The Medrash, which is brought down in Yaakov Mashiach Ugul Ala Torah on Parshas Bereishis, it's Ois Shin Samach Gimel, in Yaakov Mashiach Ugul. He brings down like this, Vatika Shemai Sheis, he called him Sheis, Kishos Elikim Zera Acher, because the Eibishter will give him another son, Rabbi Tanchuma B'Shem Reb Shmuel Aimer. Reb Tanchuma, in the name of Reb Shmuel, said, in general, there's interesting Lashon that we find that the Rebbe always brings down, that the name of a person refers to who he is. Many places we find that Tanchuma, which is literally means comfort, this Rebbe Tanchuma was a big comforter of Klal Yisrael, was a big into Mashiach. You find it in different places. Find Tanchuma, also Benigeya, Yitzias Mitzrayim. They brings down the Inyonim of Rabbi Tanchuma. In other words, a lot of Inyonim have to do with Nichumin are brought down. A lot of Inyonim of Mashiach are brought down from this Rabbi Tanchuma. So he says, Rabbi Tanchuma, in the name of Shmuel, said, Nistakel Oisei Zera Shubam Imokim Acher. This, he saw that this person, this kid, came from a different place. Ve'ezen, who is this? The Melech HaMashiach. It's referring to Melech HaMashiach. And the Pirushim explain over there that Acher, the word Acher is a lot of times referred to a bad thing. But here, the Acher is a good thing that's referring to Mashiach. So too, when Rochel Imenu says, Yosef Hashem li ben Acher, what is this ben Acher is referring to a Mashiach dikason. And this Mashiach dikason is obviously referring to Mashiach ben Yosef.